To whom should we turn in our saddest hours? Who is always there even when we're left all alone? Who is a soulmate we can always trust? To find out, keep watching. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today we take a look at the letter Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual daughter, the noblewoman Rafaelina Serres. In this letter we can yet again witness Padre Pio's love and care for his spiritual children. This letter was written in 1914, and Rafaelina died in 1916 at the age of 47. Let's see what Padre Pio wrote. Beloved daughter of the Heavenly Father, may the grace of His Divine Spirit completely possess your heart and all those who wish to belong to Jesus. May Jesus also reveal to you the mystery and power of His cross, intoxicating you completely. May His Most Holy Mother be the only one to obtain for you the strength and courage to fight the good fight. May your good angel be for you a breastplate to protect you from the blows that the enemies of our salvation inflict on you. O Rafaelina, how consoling it is to know that we are always under the protection of a heavenly spirit who never abandons us, not even in the very act of displeasing God. Now this is an encouraging statement. Even when we sin, even when we say no to God, our guardian angel stands by our side. How sweet is this truth to the believing soul? What should a pious soul fear when it loves Jesus and has a distinguished fighter at its side? Oh, would he not perhaps be among the many who, together with Saint Michael the Archangel, defended the honor of God against Satan and all other rebellious spirits, finally reducing them to perdition and casting them into hell? Here Padre Pio referred to the war in heaven from the book of Revelations. He gives us an interesting insight, and that is that our guardian angel might have been there during this battle that took place in heaven. This implies that our guardian angel is experienced in fighting and that he is an ancient being. Let's continue. Well, know that he is still powerful against Satan and his followers. Your angel's charity has not diminished and he will never fail to protect you. From the cradle to the grave, he never leaves us, not even for a moment. He guides us and protects us like a friend, like a brother. This should be a constant consolation for us, especially in our saddest hours. Know, Rafaelina, that this good angel prays for you. He offers to God all the good works that you accomplish, as well as your holy and pure desires. In these hours when you seem alone and abandoned, do not complain that you do not have a soulmate to whom you can open your heart and to whom you can confide your sorrows. For the love of God, do not forget this invisible companion who is always present to listen to you and always ready to comfort you. O delightful intimacy, O blessed company! O if only all men knew how to understand and appreciate this great gift that God, in the excess of His love for man, has bestowed upon us by this heavenly Spirit. Frequently remember His presence. You must fix your eyes on Him. Thank Him and pray with Him. He is so well-mannered, so discreet. Respect Him. Have a permanent fear so as not to offend the purity of His gaze. Often call on your guardian angel, this angelic benefactor. Always repeat the beautiful prayer, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, to guide. How great will be the consolation, my dear Rafaelina, when at the hour of our death, your soul will see the guardian angel who is so good, who has accompanied you all your life, who has been so generous in his motherly care. In this sweet thought, may you love the cross of Jesus more and more. This is what your good angel desires. May the desire to see this inseparable companion of your whole life ignite in you this charity which pushes you to want to leave the body to desire heaven. End of letter. Padre Pio reminds Raffaellina that she is not alone in the spiritual warfare for her soul. All of us have a personal helper sent to us by God Himself. So may this letter that was written over 100 years ago remind us to frequently seek help from our guardian angel and to pray with him. I find this piece of advice from St. John Bosco very encouraging and to the point. When tempted, invoke your angel. He is more eager to help you than you are to be helped. Ignore the devil and do not be afraid of him. He trembles and flees at the sight of your guardian angel. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.